This training tape was produced by Santa Clara County Aries Races, the Santa Clara Valley Section Training Staff, and radio station KSJO.
Voice radio procedures.
While the rise of digital communications for both tactical and logistic traffic has reduced our dependency upon voice communications, we still rely on the spoken word for many point-to-point messages, as well as virtually all field communications. In addition, we are often asked to handle traffic on local government radio channels. Voice communications, whether on amateur or government frequencies, are to be carried out with brief, accurate transmissions, according to the following procedures and examples.
Use of clear text.
Always use plain English for all communications. Do not use TEN codes or Q signals, and minimize the use of abbreviations. When acknowledging a message, use the word copy and not 10-4 or QSL.
WA6XYZ copies.
Transmission of messages.
Do not deviate from or modify any messages. If you receive a message which you believe is either inappropriate or incomprehensible, refer to your emergency coordinator or shift supervisor if either is immediately available. Otherwise, send the message as it is given to you. Long messages are defined as those messages which cannot be remembered for transcription after just one hearing.
Advise the OES manager that Sheriff Gillingham is en route.
It is not a long message. In fact, this message may be delivered verbally to the OES manager. On the other hand,
Sheriff Gillingham requires contact with the OES manager. He could be reached at 299-2511.
Is a long message. Break up long messages into logical phrases. End each phrase with the word break and stop transmitting. Pause long enough for the receiving station to write out the message or to ask for repeats.
Sheriff Gillingham requires contact with the OES manager. Break.
Stop transmitting and wait for any requests to repeat.
He can be reached at 299-2511. End of message.
Again, stop transmitting and wait for the receiving station to either ask for repeats or to acknowledge the message.
Message received.
Transmission of numbers.
Routinely repeat long numbers during message transmission. Read once as single digits and again as commonly grouped digits.
He can be reached at 299-2511. Once again, that's 299-2511.
Another example.
Report to 2212 Almaden Avenue, repeating 2212 Almaden Avenue.
Message addresses.
Be sure all incoming and outgoing messages have both from and to locations and position title or names.
From Fire Chief, Mountain View EOC.
To Fire Mutual Aid Coordinator, County EOC.
Tactical and FCC call signs.
Always use the tactical call sign assigned to your location. Ask the operator you were relieving or the emergency coordinator or shift supervisor for the tactical call sign for your assignment. Tactical call signs often use location names.
Milpitas EOC.
Independence High School Shelter.
Or geographical names.
Alum Rock Park.
Kirtner Avenue Command Post.
Or incident command system names.
First Street Command.
Berryessa IC.
Or functional names for shadows.
Medical Group Supervisor.
Harry Hall Shadow.
Or sometimes tactical call signs are arbitrarily assigned names.
Van 1.
Van 2.
Identify with your FCC call sign only every 10 minutes, or only at the end of a series of transmissions, if it is likely there will be no more transmissions for 10 minutes. Do not over-identify with your FCC call sign. This clutters up tactical communications. Do not initiate a call with your FCC call sign. Use your tactical call sign instead. Similarly, do not respond to a call with your FCC call sign. Again, use only your tactical call sign.
First Street Command, Santa Clara County.
First Street Command.
At the end of the final transmission, identify with both your tactical and FCC call signs.
First Street Command, WD6ABC.
Santa Clara County, WA6XYZ.
Acknowledging check-ins.
When you operate at a fixed location, such as an EOC, or as a tactical net control, it is good practice to acknowledge field status check-in reports with the time and both your tactical and FCC call signs.
Van 2 arrived on scene. K6ABC.
Santa Clara County copies. 1512 hours, N6XYZ.
Another use for break.
It is not necessary to stop transmitting between acknowledging an incoming message and beginning an outgoing call. Use the word break to separate the two parts of the same transmission.
Santa Clara County copies. Break. Band 2, Santa Clara County.
Directed calls.
When operating on a directed net, it is customary to request permission from the net control to call another station.
Net control, Milpitas EOC, directed call.
Milpitas, go ahead with your call.
Mountain View EOC, Milpitas EOC.
Mountain View EOC, go ahead.
And after the message is complete,
Mountain View EOC copies, N6ZZZ.
Milpitas EOC, K6AAA.
Net control, 1809 hours, W6GGG.
Use of the timestamp.
While not required, regular use of a verbal timestamp by net control operators has several benefits. It brings some degree of order to the net, it increases the value of audio tape logging of the net, and it prompts operators to date and timestamp their messages.
Local government radio call signs.
Although the previous examples used amateur radio FCC call signs, the same procedures apply to operation on government radios. Unlike amateur radio call signs, local government call signs are usually issued for each radio system at specific locations and are used by all operators on that radio system at that location. For instance, the base station for the 37 MHz EOC to EOC radio system at the Cupertino EOC is WGNU 359. Regardless of who uses it, that radio always has the same call sign. The following example utilizes the California Emergency Services radio system, although the procedure is applicable to any government radio.
State OES Sacramento, Santa Clara County.
State OES Sacramento.
The sheriff requests contact with the state OES law enforcement coordinator. What is his phone number?
Stand by, please.
A few moments later.
Santa Clara County, State OES Sacramento.
Santa Clara County.
The number is 916-555-1700. Repeating, 916-555-1700.
Santa Clara County copies, KFT 277.
KFD 667.
Notice that the FCC call signs were only given at the end of the series of transmissions. No call sign was used when State OES asked Santa Clara County to stand by, because the conversation was going to resume shortly. Also, notice one other difference. Unlike most Ares Racy's operation, this radio traffic was not third-party communications. Although the call to State OES was a long message, the State OES radio operator did not transcribe it for some other person. Therefore, there was no need to break between the two parts of the outgoing message. Government radio operation requires judgment regarding differences from Ares Racy's operation.
Composite example.
Combining all of the previous procedures, listen to the following example of net operations.
Dela Cruz IC, Santa Clara County.
Dela Cruz IC.
The Red Cross Van 1 is en route to your location.
Dela Cruz IC copies N6 ABC.
Santa Clara County. Break. Red Cross Van 1, Santa Clara County.
Red Cross Van 1.
What is your travel time to the scene?
About 10 minutes.
Santa Clara County copies, 1315 hours, K6XYZ.
Red Cross Van 1, WA6DEF.
Santa Clara County, Union School Shelter.
Santa Clara County, Red Cross Van 1.
Stand by, Union School Shelter. Red Cross Van 1, go ahead.
Red Cross Van 1 is on scene, WA6DEF.
On scene at 1324. Break, Union School Shelter, Santa Clara County.
Union School Shelter has traffic for the EOC Shelter Coordinator.
Go ahead with your traffic.
Message from Union School Shelter Manager to EOC Shelter Coordinator. Break.
Go ahead.
24 people now in shelter requesting following items. Break.
Santa Clara County, Dela Cruz IC.
Stand by, Dela Cruz IC. Continue with your message, Union School Shelter.
Need cots, blankets, and food for 40 people. Break.
Go ahead.
Please advise when we may expect supplies. End of message.
Santa Clara County copies at 1327.
Union School Shelter, W6GHI.
Dela Cruz IC, Santa Clara County.
Dela Cruz IC.
Go ahead with your traffic, please.
The incident commander requests that the CHP representative give him a call on his cellular phone, Drake.
Go ahead with the number.
The number is 439-2111, repeating 439-2111.
Santa Clara County copies, N6XYZ.
Dela Cruz IC, N6ABC.
Santa Clara County, Red Cross Van 1, directed call.
Red Cross Van 1, go ahead with your call.
Union School Shelter, Red Cross Van 1.
Union School Shelter.
We have the supplies you need on board, and we will be at your location in about 5 minutes.
Union School Shelter copies, W6GHI.
Red Cross Van 1, WA6DEF.
Santa Clara County copies and will forward to EOC Shelter Coordinator. 1335 hours, N6XYZ.
We hope that this training tape has been helpful. Remember, effective emergency communications requires alert operators, good discipline, and common sense. Participation in weekly NETS and public service events will prepare you for the next emergency.